Around 50 people have gathered outside the Racket Hall Hotel on the outskirts of Roscrea in County Tipperary today to protest its selection as a location to house 160 people who are international protection applicants. Local representatives say they were informed by the Department of Children, Equality, Disability and Integration and Youth that Racket Hall was to provide temporary emergency accommodation for international protection applicants for a period of a year. Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran is in Roscrea. She's been speaking to some of the protesters.
My view is, like the people here behind us, that the thing has gone way too far. The protest here today, as you see, is very peaceful, and people have come out and sat here all night. And the answer, the simple thing is, Roscrea is saying no to any more single males.
We have done our share. We have welcomed so many refugees into our community, into our schools. Our resources are strained as it is. This can't continue. Now our only hotel. So there's a couple of local women out here last night in floods of tears, getting refunds back for their wedding. They were called to come out, getting the refunds back for their weddings. Our elderly, this is where they used to come for their social dancing and whatever was going on. Now that's gone.
What about the issue that people need sanctuary, need refuge? They're coming to Ireland because they're escaping, are trying to escape horrific circumstances in their own country. What about that argument?
Well, I feel sorry for them, and God love them, and they should have a place of refuge. But I think Roscrea has done its share. It's a small town. It's busting at the seams as it is. It's absolutely crazy. The schools are overrun. They can't cope. And it's just across the board.
Well, let's talk now to Cathy. Cathy, first of all, what's happening this afternoon at Racket Hall?
Yes, well, there's about 50 to 60 people here at Racket Hall, which is a hotel located outside Roscrea, well known to lots of people across the country for weddings and events. And indeed, many would have stopped here for a cup of tea and a meal on the old Limerick to Dublin route in the old days. Yesterday, news emerged that it's now to become a temporary emergency accommodation location for those applicants seeking international protection or asylum here. The contract, according to the department, is for a year. But you've heard the sentiments there of local people. They're concerned and angry about the development. They've gathered outside the hotel since last night to protest at what they say are further volumes of international asylum seekers being accommodated in their locality, because they say Roscrea is already at capacity with all their services, including medical, Gardaí and hospitality services, stretched. Now, they're a welcoming community. They have welcomed refugees from Ukraine and elsewhere. 400 are living in a convent in the town, as well as 200 in the former Shanross Abbey. But however, they just say Roscrea is overwhelmed and is now closed. These are the sentiments and the concerns of people. It's a peaceful and dignified protest, Brian, it has to be said, but a determined one, and they're planning to maintain their protest. There are barrel fires here, cups of tea, biscuits, people coming and going. The hotel is now closed to the public, but the protest remains. And of course, against the background of this, it's very important to give the context of what the government and the department is trying to achieve. The department, while outlining the need for 160 beds here at Racket Hall, it comes against the background of 26,279 people seeking international protection here and over 75,000 Ukrainian citizens seeking sanctuary here, fleeing from the war with Russia. Now, that's over 101,000 people in state-provided and pledged accommodation, and that number is continuing to rise. In the past 6 months, we've seen an average of 560 people seeking accommodation, and that is the crisis against which the government is working. However, they are saying that they have to move sometimes at pace and quickly, but it seems that the arguments about more community involvement is not being accepted by local communities, and it seems more and more they're becoming entrenched in their views.
Local representatives were informed of the plans for Racket Hall yesterday in a memo which was sent from the Department of Integration, Cathy, and among those who received that memo was Independent TD Michael Lowry. He's been speaking today about this. What's he had to say?
Yes, he's been speaking to local radio, and he's very unhappy with the way this situation has developed and the lack of consultation, indeed, with local people. He understands their concerns and the frustrations of the people of Roscrea, saying the scale of what they're being asked to accommodate now is overwhelming, and that the demand to house more and more volumes of people seeking refuge and asylum here is completely disproportionate to the town's capacity to deal with that influx of people. It's unfair and unreasonable, he says. He has indeed supported to the government on many issues in the past, but he warned he cannot continue to support the current government's asylum policy.
Cathy Halloran in Roscrea, thank you very much for that.